Kuntalat Adrud, the ancient fortress that puzzles archaeologists. In the Sinai Desert stands Kuntalat Adrud, a remote settlement that was found in 1975 by the archaeologist Zeev Meshel of the University of Tel Aviv. The settlement is dated to the 8th century BC and is suggested to be one of the border fortresses built by King Solomon. The name of the fortress in Arabic means Hill of the Water Source. Bronze Age cult complex discovered in Judean foothills may have been dedicated to Baal. Baal and Moloch, did the ancient gods of the Levant demand child sacrifices? Religious syncretism, Yahweh, El, and Baal worship at Kuntalat Adrud. Two major buildings were found preserved at Kuntalat Adrud. The largest one contained numerous inscriptions of early Hebrew and Phoenician writings and paintings on the walls, doorposts, pottery and stone jars, as well as numerous drawings of men, animals and gods. It is interesting to note that in addition to Yahweh, the God of the Bible, being mentioned in the inscriptions, the Canaanite gods, El and Baal, were also worshipped. It was only later that Baal was transformed to a demon and was considered evil in the scriptures. Asherah, God's forgotten wife. Goddess Ninkharsag, ancient powerful mother who faded into the Holy Ghost. The connection between Yahweh, Baal, and El in the inscriptions. Even if it has been proposed that Kuntalat Adrud was used as a fortress, the actual nature and function of the place is not clear. Various remains that were found, including the inscriptions, suggest that it also served as a kind of religious center, with one phrase of particular importance creating debate amongst archaeologists. I have blessed you to Yahweh of Shamran, Samaria, and to his Asherah. Asherah was a Semitic mother goddess. The question has therefore been debated among scholars as to whether she may have been the wife of God. Asherah was known to be the consort of the god El. However, it seems that she disappears at some point from Phoenician/Canaanite inscriptions. Under that inscription is a drawing of two figures, possibly God and Asherah, and one that resembles the Egyptian god Bes, which is a collective name for a group of dwarf deities. A few scholars have suggested that the drawings were added after the initial inscriptions and may not be related, but both of the drawings are very interesting in terms of how they present the god and his possible wife, if that is their purpose, of course. Another inscription found on the walls says the following. Kuntalat Adrud baffles archaeologists, especially biblical archaeologists, because of the complexity of early Israelite worship and the mixing of the God of the Bible with many different deities, showing a different face of the God and a gradual movement towards monotheistic worship without any other interferences. The controversial inscriptions at Kuntalat Adrud serve to shake the foundations of monotheism. By John Black,